need you to lower your expectations a little bit?
What the? KFMC, the Bellevue Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Presented by Cheers and Prime Social. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance, along with Dell. And we're here for the next 4 hours right here on ESPN 97.5. Well, not all of us. Only one of us. Well, two of us work for four. You don't do anything, though. You watch Miami videos.
You were on that tip yesterday, or maybe a couple days ago. I'd be like, excuse me, I'm here too.
Yeah. Well, guess what? You don't really...
Guess who worked for 6 hours
You don't
yesterday.
Really work.
I stayed yesterday until 10 o'clock. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. A hard worker.
Raheel doesn't want me to. And then you know what I did? I went and got in a hyperbaric chamber.
You
for
did?
An hour. And then did an IV drip, which took a long time, too. As I already knew, I was severely lacking in just about every possible vitamin and nutrient. And dehydration doesn't begin to describe what I was.
So you're not a good teammate. You don't. Okay, if your urine is gold, guess what? Uh-huh. You're not a good teammate.
I have had, I don't know if it was gold, but it wasn't what it really should have been. The hyperbaric chamber was pretty, that was pretty interesting. You're just in this small, people who are claustrophobic, well, it blows up to the size, like it pressurizes, and your ears start popping. Like you have to, they give you gum to chew. I just blew my, I just held my nose and blew my ears out or whatever. Had music in, and I just sat and listened to music and watched, I was over at Revived, which is, it's like, God dog it, where is it? It's off of Dunleavy. And so I went in there, and the hyperbaric chamber forces the air molecules into every pore of your body. I mean, massively oxygenates you, which helps with recovery and stuff. So now my foot feels great.
It does?
Yeah, my foot's amazing.
Oh.
I'm probably going to do some running today.
No,
I'm going to test it.
Hear that, Del? Going to do some running today.
Here's what else they said. Oh, you're going to sleep like a baby tonight. And I don't recall waking up at all, but so much so that I was like groggy waking up. I did not want to wake up today. But the IV drip, you know, I'm not a big fan of needles typically. I'm kind of anti-needle.
Yeah.
And it's not bad. You know, needles are, once you get your shot or whatever it is, it's never bad. I can't look. I don't know about you. Whenever I have blood drawn,
I
have to look the other way, bring headphones. I do not want to see it. Like, there's one thing I'm never going to do. I'm never going to be a heroin addict unless I'm, you know, smoking heroin, which is probably not good. And I probably don't want to smoke heroin.
Anything
that involves a needle on a regular basis, I probably need a layoff of any sugars. I don't feel like doing anything for diabetes in case that ever pops up. I don't want to give myself any shots ever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to be part of that.
No. So do you want? Are you off the Josh James train? Is what? Because you were complaining about Josh James.
No. It's not really a complaint. I just want him to come in and just mow people down and put nobody on base and be perfect. I'm looking for a hero right now. I'm looking for.
We don't have one of those.
A bullpen hero is what I want.
We don't have one of those. Okay.
But I can keep looking.
Yeah. No, keep on looking, and we'll find, you know what, when you find one, let me know.
But yeah, I'm still looking. I was like, hey, who's this Abreu guy? This is, it's just Ryan. Or Brian, I mean.
What?
Brian Abreu.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, I've never heard of this guy. Who's Abreu?
So another man, I'm telling you what, somebody's watching the Astros. Oh, this season's over. This is done. Okay. Slow down. They lost two games in a row for the first time in, I don't know, a month or so. So it's okay. It's okay, everybody. So we can wait.
I'm looking for a hero. It's what Del brought up. Josh James into the game. All right, here he is, the hard-throwing right-hander. Base hit. One man up, one man on. James is going to have to try to get two. and get back on the right track here. Another base hit. Oh, boy. Got some problems here. He's going to have to work out of this. Could be in some... Another base hit. Now Josh James is really struggling right now. He's got no outs. He's very reminiscent of the Wade Miley appearance. In comes Joe Smith.
Well, Joe Smith saves the day. You know what? It's almost like, oh, my God, who the hell?
It doesn't. Is he your hero?
You know what? It's September. It never freaking matters. You bring anyone in, and they're going to give up.
I'm just going to say it. Is Brian Abreu our hero? Is he the hero?
Dude, pitched three major league innings.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for somebody to actually get hits and runs off of him.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, he has given up one hit, hasn't he?
Yeah, one hit in four innings.
So there's Antonio Brown, and somebody brought up a pretty good point. Excuse me, but wasn't Robert Kraft? Oh, you know who it was? It was your boy. And he brought up, hey.
I don't know who my boy is.
Clay Travis.
I didn't know he's my boy.
He's your boy. That's your boy. He said, if Robert Kraft was presumed innocent, how can you presume guilt on Antonio Brown? They can't cut him. Which I thought immediately they would just go, you know what, screw this. We're not going to have this. But that's actually a pretty good point. Because Robert Kraft went, whoa, due process. How about we see before y'all accuse me of human trafficking?
Yes, here's the difference. Here's the one difference. Is one guy had weekly games to play. One guy has games to play. His paychecks are directly tied. And another one owns the team. So you can... I agree. We have really gotten away from due process completely. I didn't like it with Robert Kraft. I mean, no one likes human trafficking. I just thought human trafficking, to me, for them to even say that was slanderous because that was, I mean, I thought it was, I won't use the terminology here, but my the whole thing was, this looks like a standard guy going in and doing that, and he can get in trouble for all that, but let's slow down on this whipping up human trafficking unless you have some actual knowledge. As far as Antonio Brown, the concern you have if you're the NFL is that you are a league that has been plagued by domestic violence issues, not hundreds or thousands of them, but high-profile ones where they have gotten it wrong or it has taken too long to get it right. Ray Rice with the video, you know, being delivered there, and they supposedly didn't see it until TMZ Sports came out with their stuff. Greg Hardy, we obviously know about that. I mean, there have been a lot of issues at the NFL, and now Antonio Brown has had other issues that lead you to believe that this is entirely possible if an email comes out. I don't think they can suspend him. That's a paycheck. Because if it turns out that there's nothing there, he has to get his money.
By the way, it's a civil suit too. Now I think, and I said it yesterday, he's going to be facing. Listen, why wouldn't the cops go? Well, hey, she is going to cooperate with the NFL next week, and the NFL can suspend without. They can suspend without any. Any law or any kind of
absolutely
let me adjudication remind you, whatsoever.
It was a civil suit with Zeke Elliott, and he caught was it 6-game suspension?
Yeah.
Now he had priors, right? He had prior concerns.
Well, and you don't think that the NFL thinks what do you think the NFL front office thinks about Antonio Brown's offseason?
They don't like it, and I think everyone knows
not in the least.
He's a ticking time bomb.
All of the crap that is swirled around Antonio Brown.
He's a ticking time bomb. I think there is due process will ultimately decide what happens here. I think they believe there's definitely, you know, probable cause if somebody comes out and, but it may be found that it's not, or there may not be enough evidence to support it, even though he sent an email or whatever the case may be. However, there's a big difference between thinking a guy did something, doing your homework and your research and your investigating, and then immediately suspending and taking away a game check from a guy. Now, maybe you could pay him retroactively.
Well, the NFL ain't scared to take game checks away from guys now.
Yeah, but you
especially as all this stuff swirling around Antonio Brown.
But you can't. I don't think you can do that. Like, I don't think you can do that in this particular instance.
Oh, I do. Oh, I think they absolutely can. They're going to talk to this girl and they're going this female and they're going to find out. What did we hear about Zeke's case? You know what? They talked to the...
Yeah, but there were pictures. There were all. There was a lot of evidence. There was physical evidence.
She's apparently has some evidence here.
Well, I mean, let's find out what it is.
Yeah, right.
Well, let's find out what
they
it
don't,
is.
The NFL won't tell you what it is. They're just going to say, we did our investigation, and we're going to suspend him.
In general. Well, let's wait. You think he'll get suspended for this
game? I do. I think the NFL will suspend
him. But you thought that Clay Travis made a good point, I thought.
I do. Well, no. I'm talking about the Patriots saying... So the Patriots doing anything. If I was the Patriots, I'd say to right now, I got to cut. Listen, oh, no, you've been here for a day. We can't do this.
Yeah, the Patriots can do whatever they want whenever they want.
Right. I think Clay Travis made a great point. However, there, like you said, there was nothing to suspend Robert Kraft from.
No.
I mean, it was the off season.
There were people talking about taking his team. There's people so hungry to just take teams from owners right now that it's like, it's embarrassing.
Well,
there was no evidence of anything.
The Clippers, the Panthers, the Carolina Panthers, this is happening now. You get your team taken away.
Yeah. I think circumstances are a little different, but now my wife, who's a lawyer, she's like, from a legal standpoint, she said, I'm not sure that there's any ground to stand on to take a team away from Donald Sterling. He could have fought that in court, but he chose not to.
No.
I mean, what? He chose to just cash out for his, $900 millions, his $1.5 billion, whatever it was. Right. I mean, that's, you know.
Yeah, no. And by the way.
Let me get away from Daft Punk and get my money.
And, oh, by the way, he would have never been able to get – there was no – no player would have played for him.
No.
He had to go.
I mean, come on. They didn't – it's funny that no one actually knows the history of – like no one was really aware back then, even though all the information about Donald Sterling was out there. Donald Sterling was a rapscallion.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Oh, no question. All right, 7-Eleven, ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, if you'd like to get in here. Tomorrow, we're going to be at Prime Social. Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Every Friday, we're going to be from here on out. I played in the tournament on Tuesday, and what a great tournament it was. But there's tournaments every single – well, not Saturdays. They're not having tournaments on Saturdays anymore. It just seemed like Saturday was not a great day. Oh, it's a great day to play, though. It's unbelievable. There are 15 tables going at once. It's like they picked up right – they never left off. It is so, so good. If you're looking for action, there's really only one place to play. Everybody else is trying to catch up. Everybody else is struggling for a table. They've got 15.
This gives you a perfect example of Prime Social, for dumb reasons, was out and quiet, and they went dark for several months here. And then as soon as they're open up, within a week of being open up, this just shows everyone's waiting for Prime Social to open back up. Here they come. It's because it's the best atmosphere. It's the safest. It's got the valet parking. It's got great food, beverages, service, and great poker. If you want to take advantage and play some great cash games or tournaments starting at 1 o'clock every day, including Friday when John and I are going to be playing, make sure you go to PrimeSocialTX.com at Westheimer and Stony Brook. It's Prime Social.
You know, I think it's the best he's thrown while he's been a big leaguer, and that's encouraging against a really good offense, and got some swing and misses, and he was pretty locked in with every pitch. The homer Semien hit is, you know, sort of 2019. You give up a fly ball, and it's a bomb. So you're allowed a mistake or two, but he pitched as well as anyone against the A's this year that we've had, and I'm encouraged by that. And I, you know, he gave us everything that we want, we set out to have him do.
It was A.J. Hinch after the game last night. Urquidy's your fourth starter. That's your fourth.
That didn't take much to get in there, did it?
No, I mean, that's
the guy with a 4.7 ADR.
That's the tallest little person.
Able to jump right in there.
It's really, honestly, who name somebody right now that you would throw in there as fourth starter?
Well, but that's the problem. Fromber, Urquidy.
No, Fromber's been... He's been a mess.
I know, but he's been around longer than Urquidy, but I'm just telling you the names. Brad Peacock, although I think Peacock is much more valuable as an arm in a bullpen. Much more, substantially.
And
more
they
valuable.
Probably feel the same way.
Josh James now is at a point, you know, he just looked like he had so much promise last year. We were so excited about this guy throws 100. Just what? I'm going to throw you this. This is the hypothetical I wanted to throw you. If I told you that if you give Zach Greinke back to where he came from, you could get your number 3, 4, and 5 players in your minor leagues back, and Ryan Pressly could be back to pitching like Ryan Pressly early in the season, would you do it? In other words, what I'm telling you is, if you could, if there was a hypothetical situation where you could trade Greinke for Pressly and your money back, old Pressly, and your money back, and your money back, your prospects back.
No, I would not do it. Because who's your third starter?
Well,
I mean,
there have been titles won without dominant third starters.
No, you got to have
and
three.
And he's not dominant.
I'm worried about not having four right now.
Why?
Because you got to have that fourth. But Verlander, you can't throw him out on every three. You can't throw him every
there
three.
There is a long history of teams going with just three.
Is an older pitcher. By the way, I think on 3 days rest. Oh, dude, the Astros have never.
Your four starters are going to throw one time.
You
twice at most.
And oh, by the way, guess what? Nobody has a bullpen.
The bullpen's going to pitch every game.
Except the Yankees. The Yankees have a bullpen, but they don't have any starters. You don't think that they would trade for the Astros starters and say, you know what, to hell with our bullpen? The Yankees would trade with the Astros right now.
That's great. Are you forgetting 2017 took a miracle mop-up job by starters to make that possible? The bullpen was an atrocity across the board, and we don't have those miracle mop-up guys. There is no Lance McCullers going from the bullpen. There is nobody. Wade Miley? You trusting Wade Miley to go there? You had Charlie Morton and Lance McCullers going from starters to, you know, bullpen. That's not available this year.
I don't even know right now. If you want to know the truth, I don't even know if Wade Miley makes the postseason roster.
That's what I'm saying. I'm way less worried about a four starter than I am. And you're going to get to your bullpen every single game. Who is it that you're going to pitch? I mean, look, yesterday, other than Josh James, they did fine.
Okay, when you go into game 3 and it's Urquidy or Peacock or whomever, you're going to go, damn, I wish he would have made a move. I wish Luno would have done something at the trade deadline.
He did. He grabbed Greinke.
Yeah, but you know, you want to trade him back. Hells no.
No, I'm just, I know what you're saying. You'd have a shaky number 3 because you have that with a number 4. But I have, we have seen plenty of teams get to World Series or even win a World Series without having a great 3 or even a number 4, even getting to a 4. So this just highlights the point that the bullpen thing is just not going to go away. Obviously, it's going to continue to be a concern. And Josh James, the bullpen wasn't terrible other than the bullpen was fine yesterday, except for Josh James. And this was a guy that we really thought, okay, Rondon, James, no. Osuna, blown save machine. Well, at least you got Pressly. It's not the same as it was.
No, it's certainly not the
same
as it was.
Definitely not now.
I'll go to war with this rotation and this bullpen.
You're going to have to ask starters. You may have to push them a little deeper and take your chances.
Yeah.
You may have to be into the 110, 115.
You know, and we keep saying Brad Peacock is, who knows if he's coming back with those right shoulder.
No, I'm just assuming he'll be fine.
No, really?
Be great.
And well, then why aren't you assuming that that Presley's not going to be fine? Why do you assume that Brad Peacock's going to be fine and that Pressly won't?
I am now.
No, what? I mean,
good. You convinced me.
Well, Brad Peacock actually can start. I mean, honestly, I think Urquidy is the. Oh my God, Urquidy's going to be a key to the season.
Is there any chance of call? Is there any call ups? I mean, maybe Abreu. I'm just hoping it's kind of like backup quarterback. You always think that maybe there's some magic with your backup quarterback, and there's never magic with your backup quarterback.
Well, yeah, there is. Nick Foles.
but he was not the unknown. He was a known quantity. He had played in the league. You know, it's guys you don't know. You haven't really seen a whole lot. You get all, hey, Cody Carlson is better than Warren Moon. Well, actually, no, he's not.
No, he's not.
You're about to find that out. I just wish there was some magical Dominican pitcher that's about to come up and like, hey, do you know about do you know about Cesar?
Oh, Jordan? Have you heard about Jordan Sanchez?
Is there a Jordan in the minors?
Is there a Jordan Sanchez anywhere?
Is there a Jordan that just made it up to double A that struck out 15 consecutive?
Honestly, had you heard the name Jordan before, like the week before he came up?
I'd heard it briefly. I mean, he wasn't the one that I knew it from minor leagues. I knew he was up the list, not to that extent.
No, I mean, I'd like to think I follow the Astros.
Well, hardcore minor league.
About 3 weeks before, this Jordan, everybody's calling him Jordan. I'm not sure why. I don't know. And wait, it's a wide. There's no Jordan. What is that? And he had to clarify. The announcer was calling him Jordan, and everybody's saying, no, his name's Jordan. No, it's not. It's Jordan. And then all of a sudden, he's here hitting. His OPS is still over 1,000. He had a couple more hits yesterday.
It's right at 1,100.
Right, yeah, right close to 1,100.
Yeah.
This is unbelievable. And this is a stretch now, okay? I know he had his little, guess what? He's feeling good again at the plate.
I like it.
I know. That's what I was talking about.
Can he pitch?
I think it's a little, he's peaking again
in
a little
National
bit early.
In National League parks, can we pitch him? So he can hit and pitch? Does he have an arm? Can he throw?
Hey. Hey, listen, if it goes Verlander, Cole, Greinke, Alvarez, I'm fine. I'm fine with that. You know what? If he's in the lineup, who knows? Let's get Shannon in here on ESPN 97.5. What do you say, Shannon?
Who dat, fellas?
No.
You don't go who dat.
No.
Screw your who dat.
Who's sucking the hole now, brisket boy?
Who dat saying they're going to beat
that? Quick comment on Antonio Brown. Man, everybody's, you know, all the negatives we're talking about on Antonio Brown, I'd like to bring out some positives. You know, he had the helmet thing happen over there in Oakland, and he turned it into a sponsorship with a Zenith helmet. And I don't know if you know this, but right before he left, he got another sponsor, Saltine Crackers. And right now, in an unusual pairing, Louis C.K. and him are working out.
Oh, boy.
A new Netflix special.
Shannon has turned into let me get my joke off guy. Yeah. Like, he used to call in, and it was about sports. Now, he feels like he gets the show. So he's going to call in. Look, yeah. I got 2 minutes here. I got a good 2 minutes.
let me give these.
How long is your set? I've got a good 2 minutes of material. I'm hoping to get to a minute 30 of material in.
Yeah,
got some new stuff I've been working on.
I'm working on this for the Chuckle Hut.
Yeah,
right.
I don't like that people think we're the Des Moines Chuckle Hut. They can just work on their material with us.
Well, the Saltine Crackers was. I mean, you know, that was an honest effort.
Does anybody else have anything that they're working on for the Chuckle Hut? Okay, for open mic? Come on in. Why are you wearing your John Lance for Heel and Dell shirt today?
They don't listen when you mumble, John. You got to let people know what you're a part of. That's all. Just let them know.
They listen when you mumble.
You wore your black shirt today for the pictures?
What picture? Oh, that picture ain't happening.
Wore your black shirt for the picture?
That's a blue shirt, right?
Oh, that's kind of
kibosh on that. That's a shame. Idea.
All right, 725 ESPN 97.5.
I'm glad to find out, by the way, that you feel like the Astros are so rich that they couldn't use a Ryan Presley back.
No.
Nice job.
No. I mean, you want to give Greinke away.
The good Ryan Presley.
After watching Wade Miley for the last month, you want to give Greinke away. Yeah, congratulations.
I just ask if it was something you would consider.
And you didn't want to sign Cole either. You know what you're going to have? You're going to have, oh my God, your rotation is going to suck.
Wow, you said it. I didn't.
Okay.
You got Greinke for 2 more years. You're fine.
No, you want to just give him away.
Your two best pitchers are going to be like 36 and 36.
That's great. You know what? I hope that, you know what? I'll take those two to the grave. Okay. Old people do well too, Lance. I don't know if you heard.
I heard.
Just don't tell people you're old.
Cool. I don't want to talk about either of their ages, okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah, you're age shaming over there.
Greinke, Cole. How old is Cole?
Cole is young. No, he's what?
He's like 29.
29,
I think.
Yeah. Guess what? I'll take that 29-year-old.
I don't know.
All right, 726 ESPN 97.
If he would just take a hometown discount, everything would be fine.
He's not from here.
But he is now.
No, he is going to take a hometown discount.
Have you ever heard
this
before, Del?
For the Angels.
I'm not from Texas, but I got there as fast as I could. Well, that's the bumper sticker we need to put on his truck.
He appears not to think that way.
You know what you need to put on?
We'll find
out. Patio.
Texas Custom Patios. You may not have a patio, but you got a patio as fast as you could. That's because my guys at Texas Custom Patios built it for you. They built it to be a beautiful patio, but not just beautiful. It's amazing from the standpoint of an outdoor living space that is specifically designed for what it is that you want. Whether you're entertaining, you want to have a great outdoor kitchen out there, your TV is going to be set up in the perfect place with sound system embedded into the speakers or into the ceiling. You get your ceiling fans that have, they can work with you on getting the perfect one to push all kinds of air through. you know, through your outdoor living space. They do outdoor living spaces. They do outdoor kitchens. They can do room add-ons. They can do sunrooms. But the main thing is that you need to know is from a quality standpoint, nobody touches them. They've won so many awards, and you'll understand why when you see their work. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com. Check the before and afters and get all the answers you need. Make sure you call this month if you want it ready for this spring. Texas Custom Patios.
All right, 730 ESPN 975 713780 3776 713780 3776. If you'd like to get in here and talk to us, you're more than welcome. Are you agreeing with Jerome Solomon? Is this a pretty good point? And he's written an article, and then he came out on Twitter, and he seems to be kind of pissed off about it. Are you more pissed off that they cut or that Aaron Colvin even made the team? I mean, do they have to take some heat for even playing that dude?
I think so. I think if you are willing to cut him after a game, then you are close to cutting him before the season started. That's the way I look at it.
But this isn't the first time. Chris Palmer got cut after a game. I mean, you got the University of Houston. Remember, Tony LaVine, his first game, after his first game, he fired his offensive coordinator.
This is a different deal, though. They knew they made a mistake.
Well, Chris Palmer, you knew.
I think there's a chance they wanted the veteran.
For those of you who don't know, Chris Palmer was the offensive coordinator here under Dom Capers, and Dom had to fire him. Was it one or two, three, a couple games in?
It was week three, the bye week. The first two games, he got fired. Tony LaVine had a deal where he just didn't. I think he hired his offense coordinator, and there was like a major, major difference of opinion about something. He got rid of him. It's a really bad look. But, I almost wonder if they just thought if they were on the verge, if they knew Aaron Colvin's not good enough. You obviously did if you cut him after a game. In the back of your mind, or really in the forefront, you knew he wasn't good enough, and you were already disappointed.
So why did you put him on the field? The stats were, I was listening to Joel and Barry.
When did you get Keon Crossing?
Drew Brees was 8 for 9 against Colvin for 117 yards.
I'm going to ask you a question. How many NFL games has Lonnie Johnson played or Xavier Crawford? Zero. How many weeks of practice had Keon Crossing had with the Texans? Zero. Or one. 1 week of practice.
No, so did, yeah. But
I think it was just literally the other three guys just didn't have the experience, and they figured,
had no time. Tunsil had no time. Yeah, you know what? Hey, go cover that guy.
I know, but I don't. Well, it's not Lonnie or Xavier Crawford. It was one guy, Keon Crossing, is the only other. I mean, when you look at the numbers, they don't have the numbers. They have one guy, Keon Crossing. And I don't know that Keon Crossing's going to be any good. So I think it was just a matter of, you know, to me.
That's on them, then.
To me, you cut him. No, I agree.
I'm explaining why. Okay, this is the same reason that you're so freaking desperate that you give up two ones and a two for a left tackle because you've put yourself in this position.
I don't like the way the team's run. I don't like the way it's run. I'm just telling you why they probably did it is because they were going up against a veteran quarterback, and they had no rep times with Keon Crossing, and they had two freshmen who are – I mean, two rookies who are absolutely not ready. Now, you know, here's my thought. You have to do a better job on the waiver wire of picking up veteran DBs, because that's a lot of teams do that. You just go pick up veteran DBs that you try. And actually, the Texans have a long history of picking up veteran DBs who were able to fill in. I mean, that's one of the things that was Rick Smith's strength, is picking up veteran DBs off the scrap heap. And it can be done. There are a lot of guys who start or who play significant snaps who are cut by someone else. To me, if you knew you were on the verge of cutting Aaron Colvin, which you clearly were, then you had to do a better job of getting a veteran in here, and you might as well get them in. Well, I guess it's the same problem, though, because of how cut-down dates are now. You're just not going to have hardly any. You have 1 week of experience to learn a playbook. You have 1 week of experience. But if you are a veteran who can just cover in a slot, then bring somebody in who you think is better than Aaron Colvin. How hard is that?
Well, that's
somebody on the waiver wire is better.
Well, he was inactive for the whole year
almost.
Yeah, the last year he's inactive, and this year you're going to put him in. Hey, wait a minute. Why does he even make the team? This is it's a pretty good point by Jerome. Why the hell would you, first of all, have a guy make the team and then put him on the field to hurt your team in the first game of the season when he's not even good enough to be on the damn team? I mean, I, honestly, this was your offseason? This was your thought? I know you paid him money. Cut bait. Don't let him kill your team, because he literally killed the team. He literally helped you immensely lose that football game. Mm-hmm. He was terrible. So, I mean, how in the hell is this how? I don't even want to talk about these people. Oh, and then let's hear from Bill O'Brien about the contract, because this has gotten so much talk. Here's Bill O'Brien on Nick Martin's contract extension.
Nick's a really good guy. He's one of the leaders of our team. Tough, smart, and dependable. That's what Nick is. And he loves football. He loves being a Texan. He's had, you know, in the past, had to deal with some injuries. He's come back, though. He played a lot of football, good football for us last year, played good on Monday night, and just want him to be a Texan. So I felt like we all felt like that was the best move for Nick and for our team.
Tough, smart, and dependable are admirable traits, especially for...
When is he dependable, first of all?
That's a fair question. Well, what's your definition of dependable?
Dependable is I can count on you. He's dependable. Will Fuller's dependable. Kiki QT.
No. They're not dependable.
No, they're dependable.
No.
They're always there. Nick Martin, always there. You can always count on the guy. I think Greg Mance has more starts.
I would say this. You want to extend him? Okay, that's your business. Do you really have to pay him that much? You really want to give him that big a chunk when you have Deshaun coming up? When you have Laremy Tunsil's $25 million coming up,
$28 billion.
Yeah, do you have to do that?
Apparently,
is he really the second best center in the league? Like he was paid?
Yeah.
Is he?
Wow.
How about you give him a
first
top
of all? He's not there.
Contract.
He's like the Carlos Correa of this team. You know, really good. Hey, I say really good. I don't know. Your dad, though, made a point yesterday that with center, I guess you don't have to be all that great a blocker if you're smart.
You have to be average. You have to be average as a player, but you have to be very good from an intelligence standpoint and setting protection.
And it's so amazing.
But that doesn't mean you get paid that high. There's lots of guys who fit the description he talked about. He had one in AQ Shipley that he had to play with in Arizona. I mean, he's had lots of guys like that. But those guys don't get paid way up here, setting other bars for other players that this is how you play to make this much money. Like, oh, wow. If I'm a free agent, you know what this is? I see what they're doing now. This is really to entice free agents to come over.
Well,
like, did you see the deal Nick Martin got? I want to be a Texan.
Of course you want to be a Texan. Look at the front office. You get over. That's all you do. And here's the thing about Nick Martin that's so funny. Let's assume, because by all accounts, you know, that whole blocking thing is, he's okay.
They don't do in-season contracts.
He's okay.
Right?
So wait a minute. So why you're really paying him is because he's dependable. He can call out defense. He can pick the Mike linebacker. He can pick the safety. Yeah. He can do all of these things. He's smart. He gets you into the right blocking scheme every play. Really? The team with 62 sacks? Really? The team that had, in their last 17 games, has given up 68 sacks? That's the guy? If he's getting you into the right schemes, what the hell are the wrong schemes?
Well, so to be fair, Nick Martin, by the way, missed 2016. He missed two games in 17, none last year. So he had the year now, but if you go all the way back to his Notre Dame, there was two other season-ending seasons there too. But that's besides the point. With Nick Martin, I would say this: does he do all those things well? Obviously, he does, or Bill O'Brien wouldn't have signed an extension. That's fine. Those are all things you need to have from your center. But those are replaceable characteristics. Those are characteristics you can find with several other offensive line, with several other potential centers. You can find intelligence. You can find the ability to get into the right protections. You can find the things he's talking about. You can find toughness. Those aren't ridiculously hard to find. What you can't replace is an advanced skill level. But I don't see that with Nick Martin. I don't see an advanced skill level. And that's one of the problems I have is you don't overpay for an average player. You just don't do that unless you're on the verge and you want to extend it.
Yeah, you do.
I mean, look, I'm just telling you right now. There is a playbook for how this is done. It's really not that hard. I could sit and take a half hour and explain all the different little things, which include if you have a replacement level player, a guy that you can find somebody who is equal to or better, then you don't pay those guys ridiculous money unless they are great locker room guys and unless you're extending.
Excuse me.
Do you have to when you don't have the ability to get them for cheap because you have no more picks?
Yeah, that's the other thing. Well, first of all, centers can be found in there's some great centers, but you usually don't like drafting them in the first. And second, they better be special. But I thought Eric McCoy from A&M fit that mold for the Saints. But you can find centers. I think Max Sharping can be a center.
I get what you're saying. Snapping. But because you don't have first or second round picks, you can't draft premium players there.
I'm telling you.
So you can draft
centers.
Corners in your third and fourth.
Yeah, now that's fair. But you can also find centers in the fifth and sixth. I mean, you know, you remember Chris Myers who's a good NFL center for the zone scheme. He was a six-round draft. They traded a six for him.
There's always undrafted, everything. You can find guys. You know what? If you're good at evaluating.
No, but he was already at.
The only important thing to the Houston Texans is what kind of locker room guy are you? Are you a good guy? Do you have a good work ethic? Do you lift in the offseason? Are you here every day? Do you care? Are you a good team guy?
There's nothing wrong with that.
But that's the only. Not about being a good football player.
Yeah, that needs to be. Those shouldn't be mutually exclusive. It should be you can do both. You really need to be striving for both.
That doesn't matter. You can. Jadeveon Clowney is a good football player. We don't want him around because he's not a hard worker.
You know what my plan would be? Let Nick Martin play it out. My plan would be Zach Fulton at center, Max Sharpen at right guard, Titus Howard at left guard, potentially to right tackle, and I would look to find a guard via the draft. Or a late round draft pick, a guy who fits your mold, which is more powerful. You want a guy who can move a little bit, but I can go show you guys who I rate every year in the fourth and fifth round who become starters. There was a kid named Wes Martin out of Indiana that would have been a fantastic Texan. Wes Martin would have been a great.
Was he a good teammate? Does he work hard?
He's from Indiana. He has to work hard and be a great teammate.
That is true. 741 ESPN 97.5. Because if you're a great teammate.
Let me just make sure Wes Martin made the Redskins. I don't want to say Wes Martin.
Well, then if not.
Yes, fifth rounder.
He can't be a great teammate, okay? Don't want him around here. Hey, let's bring in John
Clay Wolf. Yes, he made the team.
Let's bring in John Clay Wolf right here on ESPN 97.5. GimmeTheVin.com. That's GimmeTheVin.com. John Clay Wolf, how are you?
I'm happy to be back after my. After my 1 month on the bench for content,
I heard your show this weekend. Nice job with your General Lee and all of the. I see you had a strong contingent of the Deep South coming in, wanting to know how much it costs. You are the best, John Henry Wolf.
Yeah, I think that we fit in just fine with those good folk down there wearing the rebel flags, it seems.
Yeah, apparently they take you better than in California, apparently. Apparently you play better.
We added 10 stations in one hit across Alabama, Mississippi, and Tennessee. Bernardo, I got to send you a picture of this. No joke, gal that called in, if y'all were listening, she was the one that, what were we talking about? Oh, if I was supposed to tell my son that Freddie Mercury's gay. Because he's a big queen. That's his hero. And this girl called in, and we were talking about it. Anyway, she sends me a Facebook messenger deal, and she's a Playboy Playmate. And I checked it out, and it's legit. No joke. I mean, how cliche. Tennessee, Nashville, Playboy Playmate. So it was. If everything stops right now and I just die, it was all worth it.
And, oh, by the way, he also will buy your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. That's GiveMeTheVin.com. If he can't beat the offer by CarMax, then he's going to send you $100. It's got to be a legit offer. He's got to make a legit offer. It takes about 45 seconds online to GiveMeTheVin.com. He will tell you how much your car is worth at GiveMeTheVin.com.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
.47 here on the bench. It's the Lance and John Show here on Sports Radio 97.5.
The Lance and John Show. You've done that twice this week.
First of all, that's how you're bringing us back.
Sports Radio 97.5.
Lance and John.
And, who's, and what's Sports whatever. Radio 97.5?
You can't remember
Sports
what
Radio 97.5.
It's no. not Sports Radio.
We're not on 97.5?
We're not on Sports
we
Radio.
We don't do Sports Radio?
That's not what we're called.
That's not what...
That's not the you branding.
Know, you've been on so many... Okay. What did they call you over 790? What was that one?
Real Texans Talk Here. That was their way to dig at the Texans. Yeah. The Texans got super mad. Or 16 got mad like, we are the Texan station. You can't say the word Texans. Real Texans Talk Here. What?
It's what? Go ahead.
People from Texas Sue us, are from LeBron. Texans. Yeah. And 16 got so mad that they were, I was like, that's a pretty good troll job right
there.
They just kept saying it. And the Texans said, we don't think you should say it because our partners are mad. Like, people in the state, I didn't know you own the phrase Texans, since Texans have been here in Texas forever.
Right. Just
and then you know what somebody yelled out?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That like that is like, I don't know if I'd rather see the wave or LeBron saying Taco Tuesday.
Aaron Rodgers like, we ain't doing that here in Lambeau.
Taco Tuesdays or the wave?
No, the wave. He goes, Green Bay, don't do that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Aaron Rodgers. Thank you.
Aaron Rodgers has become – Aaron Rodgers has also been a get-off-my-yard
I like that.
Guy. He is the guy who, you know, chases coaches out. He's. Did you see him go over and, like, smack Mike Pettine in a good way after Mike Pettine, you know, the defense coordinator for Green Bay, did a great job against Chicago. And after the game, he was like – pushing him in the chest, like, what's up? Yeah, you know, get all excited. Matt LaFleur's right next to him, his head coach, like, hey, can I get a dab?
No.
Can
no.
you dab? Does it dab me? Can you dab me? Can we do a dab? And he's like, no, I'm just celebrating with my defensive coordinator,
yeah,
not you.
The only time our offense looked good is when I improvised.
Actually, that was true.
The two plays that he did, and they scored a touchdown.
You're not allowed to. You said I can't audible, but I can improvise.
Let's get JT in here. He's been waiting. He wants to talk about the Texans' wonderful decision-making process. What's up, JT?
Absolutely. So let me ask you this real quick off the top. I thought about this as I was listening to y'all talk. Where does Rick Smith, or how would you rank the Texans' GMs in their history?
Texans' GMs?
I mean...
Rick would have to be first.
I guess Rick 1, Brian Gain 2, Charlie 3?
I guess.
And then
so the guy that's here for 14 months winds up being your number two. I mean,
oh, 100%.
The funny thing is your third best or fourth best is going to be nobody.
No, the consortium.
Well, the consortium.
I'm sorry. The Oracles
is last. No, Bill O'Brien as GM is by far last.
The Oracles are.
Yeah. Well, do you think that Bill's positioning himself for his next job? Like, maybe he wants to make the Texans look as horrible as they can and screw up their future as bad as they can so he can go to another another AFC.
Hey, this is what I did think. This is not intentional. Bill O'Brien is trying to – look, we have some fun. I don't have any doubt that Bill O'Brien is trying to do everything he can to win this year because that's how coaches think. And I don't think he's doing anything that he thinks is sabotaging the team or anything like that. Bill O'Brien's trying to win. He's trying to make – I just don't agree with personnel stuff. I'm okay with him as a coach. The clock management stuff is a big concern. He shouldn't be handling personnel, period. But the big concern that I have now is it's going to be very unattractive. If J.J. Watt doesn't have a good year this year and people are like, uh-oh, there's no J.J. Watt. You know, J.J.'s not the same guy, and they don't have Clowney anymore. You now don't have the enticement. You know what GMs come in for? Team building. And team building includes draft picks. And if Nick Caserio's looking at the Texans and he says, oh, I could go over there. Well, of course, this will be after this year's draft.
There's no way.
He could say, so we're coming off a year where we don't have a draft, we don't have a first draft pick, and this is the only round that the Texans do any good in is round one. And then he says, and next year, I don't have a first or second round pick. Next year is what I don't have. So you want me to come over there off a year where you don't have a first. The year after, you don't have a first or second. Who knows? You may have missed on your first this year on Titus Howard. I mean, we'll find out. God forbid. I hope they didn't. Bill O'Brien didn't do that intentionally, but one of the first things I thought of was, man, is he making this not enticing to a potential GM by giving away draft picks?
Absolutely zero chance they get Caceres. Why would any GM with a half a brain want to come into this situation where not only they don't have the draft picks, but the decisions that were made that led up to a hamstring? Like you said, Nick Martin, all these people that they're signing and overpaying for, I mean, you can't, you're going to be stuck with what you got. I mean, at this point, the way things are going, I think they were better off trading JJ than they would have been Clowney.
It's an interesting discussion.
Well, yeah. No, listen.
Clowney's
you could
got
actually get
way
something.
More left in the tank.
Yeah. Well, but you could. Well, listen. You got a freaking third rounder for Clowney.
What would
who
you get
has,
for JJ? A fourth?
Oh my God! Are you
honestly? What would you get for JJ? He's an aging. Because this is what other GMs would say. Oh, so you want us to pay that salary for an aging player who may be on the downside
physically?
He had 16
sacks last year.
No, it's true, but they also watch tape and they realize that he's physically maybe not the same. I think they would love him, but they would know that he might be a three-year rental.
16 sacks.
He might be a three-year rental.
And?
So, what do you think they would get?
Yeah, don't tell me.
What would they ask for?
Don't tell me.
Two firsts and a second?
No, what would the Texans ask for? Probably a fifth. That's what the Texans would ask for, because the Texans asked for a third for Clowney. Good Lord. Honestly, how long does this last? I want to know. Give me the timetable, because I've said it, though. As soon as the whole Caserio thing blew up, he ain't coming here. First of all, you've made it so, again, out of desperation, you have to pay this dude whatever he wants, because you have shown that there's nobody else on your list. He is you would rather not have a GM for a whole year just so you can get Nick Caserio. So he's not coming here. How long do you think this lasts? The only model in all of sports that doesn't have a GM.
It can't
how
last
long does this last?
The year.
No. No.
No, I'm not.
I'm not
doing any other options. 1 year, that's
it. First of all, Bill O'Brien will say, no, I don't want that guy.
Commercial, gritty. Let's talk about gritty. You're the worst. You keep bringing up this nonsense
how long is this going to last? How long is this going
to
last?
It's like, how long do you want to be strapped down onto a table where you can't move?
Depends on who's strapping you down, Lance.
Yeah.
Villanelle.
Well, that's your idea. So
no, but guess what happens? You get clamped and then killed.
I don't mind being
strapped. You get clamped and killed.
I mean,
by Villanelle, you wouldn't like it.
Well, you don't know.
Not by Bill O'Brien. I don't want to be strapped down to a table.
Yeah, Villanelle.
Don't give us that imagery.
The team serial killer?
No, I don't.
The team assassin, Villanelle?
Well, yeah.
You watch Killing Eve, which is
can we start calling him that now?
Is that he's the team assassin?
Villanelle.
Only he's hired from within?
God.
Why does his handler keep telling him to destroy his own consortium
of
the 12?
There is
a 12.
We're in purgatory.
What are you going to watch? We're not in purgatory. Well, we are in purgatory.
Yeah, but you think it's for a year.
Actually, we are in purgatory. I don't think it will last beyond this year. I think Cal doesn't take any crap.
What?
I think Cal.
What?
No, that's.
Oh, what are you talking about?
No.
Go to a commercial, because now
Cal
you're not
doesn't
making
take
any
crap.
Sense.
He's not going to.
He. Now you don't make,
with, no.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Know what happened to Brian Gaines?
Nothing like. Yeah, as soon as I think of Cal, I think, well, there's tough. Hey, he's tough. There's a stiff upper lip right there.
What happened with Brian Gaines?
We just ranked the GMs. Let me rank the owners in the city in order of toughness. Cal, straight to the top. And then Tillman and Jim Crane, 2 and 3, whatever. You can flip-flop. It doesn't matter. Any order. But Cal was way at the top.
Because he doesn't take crap.
Exactly.
You saw what happened to Brian Gaines. Keep acting. Keep acting a fool with your draft picks. And
Bill
watch what
O'Brien
he's doing.
Told him to fire him.
What are we doing? I'm like, oh my God, Cal's here.
No, it was like, Bill O'Brien's like, hey, we need to fire Brian.
Are you sure? Are you sure, Bill? Are you sure, Bill? Are you sure?
Oh, I can't.
Yes. Can I fire him, Cal?
I'm done.
You can't fire the owner, Bill.
Get gritty. Go get gritty.
Let me tell you about gritty. Electricity providers take advantage of your loyalty, right? They continue to raise rates on you for the loyal customers, and your loyalty is taken advantage of. Gritty says, hey, we don't want to, you know, this is what we want to do for your loyalty. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to tell you that there's no contract. If you're not completely satisfied with our service, you can switch at any time. There's no hidden fees. There's no markups. There's just big savings. Now, here's what they do. They charge you $10, and for $10 a month membership fee, you get to get unlimited access to wholesale price of electricity. Not for your first 1,000 kilowatt, you know, cents per hour or whatever. It's literally going to be unlimited. You can get as much as you want. And the great deal is this deal gets cheaper as the year goes on because you continue to save. Even if you have a spike like there was in August and you pay a little more in August, over the course of the 12 months, it is not even close. The average person saves $440. I've already saved well over $200, and I'm on the way to saving above the $400 mark. Gritty members have saved millions. You can too. Text Lance to 797979. You get your first month's membership free. That's Lance to 797979. Text Lance to 797979 and get hooked up with Gritty like I did 6 months ago. Message and data rates may apply.